Oh yeah, it goes down. Come smoke with your boy. Grinder.
Spark is San Francisco's premier cannabis dispensary with a focus on serving and educating patients for 7 years. Spark is dedicated to creating the best in-store experience with its extensive menu, friendly staff, and one of the few cannabis vape lounges in San Francisco. Spark welcomes you to visit its two great locations as a medical patient or for recreational adult use in 2018. Spark is located at 1256 Mission Street between 8th and 9th and at 473 Haight Street at Fillmore. Both locations are open until 10 p.m. every night. Spark staff looks forward to serving you.
Coming at these bitches and all these snitches, hitting switches.
Hey everybody, we are hanging out at Spark. This is the Sparkcast. Today is May 1st. It's May Day, everyone. Yay, we're at Spark here on 8th and Mission, hanging out for the Sparkcast. We're gonna get started. We have some really great guests tonight. We have Coral Best out of San Jose. We have Kakuna Kalista.
Hey everybody, I was accidentally playing an old Sparkcast, but we're gonna find the new one here because I did download it today. Last night was a great night at Spark. We had an awesome time and had some incredible comedians tell great stories. And on our highlights, as it were, it was a lot of fun. And last night's theme was Weed Saved My Life. So here we go.
Welcome to the Sparkcast. It's Tuesday, May 15th. I've already had two edibles today, so I'm not exactly sure what the day is, but I think it's the 15th. We're here at Spark on Mission and 8th, and we're going to get started with the Sparkcast in just a minute. Enjoy the dulcet tones of vape bags, volcanoes being scrunched, and people having a great time with recreational marijuana here at Spark on 8th and Mission in SoMa. We'll be right back with Kakuna, Kalista Sinclair, Journey Roberts, Keith D, Colin Holtz. I'm your host, Pam Benjamin, and we're going to be right back with the Sparkcast. So the way it works is we're going to start with some story highlights. Today's theme is Weed Saved My Life. Metaphorically, spiritually, physically, whatever it is. I'll tell the story, you'll know where to go. And then we're going to have a product highlight that they bring to whatever they want to highlight from the story. And then we're going to do a game with us that's like an improv game, kind of. And it's going to be involved in the weed strains, and we'll see what happens. But it's really loose and really fun, and the microphone's right there, and I'm going to get started. We kind of like sit in seats and move around. Hey Spark, welcome. It's 8 o'clock. You didn't know that comedy would be thrust upon you, but yay, absolutely. It's the live recording of the Sparkcast here, the new podcast that we record live at Spark every Tuesday. Oh, over here, hey! Can we get the ambient, the dulcet ambient music to beep beep? Cool. I like the word dulcet. Yeah. So this is the Sparkcast, and today's theme is Weed Saved My Life. I'm going to be telling stories about how amazing this herb is, and it could be a metaphysical or a physical or an emotional saving. My story is a little bit of all three. Weed literally saved my life. I live in the Tenderloin. Yes. Anybody else live? Is anyone else local? Tenderloin people? Any Tenderloin people? I love the Tenderloin, and I love where I live. I love the Tenderloin, don't get me wrong. Now, when I get mugged... Bye, no, it's all good. Hi! Happy birthday! Yay! I bet when you work at Spark and it's your birthday, it's like really fucking awesome. Like, I bet that's a thing. I bet. There's like, follow him around, there's just gonna be joints like falling out of his pockets. You know what I mean? Like all those pre-rolls. But I live in the Tenderloin, and it was my fault that I got mugged. I hate to victim blame myself, but it was 2:45 in the morning, and I had closed down a bar, and I wanted to get pizza. So I decided, instead of being safe and walking along Van Ness and Geary to get home, no, I'm gonna jig and jog through the Tenderloin, and I'm gonna get to Milan Pizza right before 3 a.m. And I'm gonna eat a piece of pizza. I had $2.75 in my pocket for a piece of cheese pizza. That's all I had. And I have my big bag. And I'm on the street. I'm on Hyde between Eddie and Ellis. Really beautiful part of town at, you know, 2:47 a.m. And suddenly I realize the lights are out above me. It's dark. And a gentleman is standing in front of me. And he says, "Give me what you got." And I'm like, "I have a cheerleading jacket on. I don't know, what is happening?" And then I looked down and he had a knife. And then I looked up and he had two tattoos on his face, which I think meant that he'd hurt people in the past. So I couldn't just give him my bag. I had my master's thesis in my bag. I had the fourth draft of my master's thesis on a tiny thumb drive. The man does not want this. This is not something that he wants. I have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle sweater. He does not want this sweater. It is meaningless to him. $2.75. But what was on the top of my bag was a quarter of Green Bud that I had just bought. It was $75 worth of weed. And I just opened my bag. All that happened in like 3 seconds. Like, I'm gonna die. How do I save myself? I can't give him my master's thesis. Here's a bag of weed. And he like looked at me and nodded. And then I just ran. And I lived. Yay, weed saved my life, yay! So that is my story highlight for weed saving my life on today's Sparkcast, the only podcast that exists on the interwebs, yay. Who's next on their story? Who's next on their story? Everyone, do you have to Rochambeau for it? Do you have to like throw things around and see who's a, she's a brave one. Everybody here to tell her story highlight about how weed saved her life. Journey Roberts, everyone, yay!
Thank you. I thought it was too late for me to start smoking weed, but I reached for my dreams in old age, and I'm here to tell you, you're all here, so you actually know better. But if any of your friends are not sure whether they can still be drug people, don't go home and tell them they too can reach for their dreams and become drug people. I've just started smoking weed regularly in the last, you know, because it's legal now, so I can, like, I'm not gonna pack a bowl. I need a vape pen, because I'm a lightweight. I gotta work my way up. So now I have a pen. I can be a pot person, but I don't know. I keep looking for the right strain that's gonna, like, level me out and, like, fix all my whatever's wrong with me's, which mostly is just laziness. So it's possible the strain I'm looking for is actually crystal meth. That might be the fucking strain of weed I'm looking for is just crystal. I'm not really sure, but I don't know. Weed doesn't really save me, but it was once able to let me tell my father like exactly what is fucking wrong with him, and for him to just like take it and thank me. Which is pretty incredible to be able to do that with a parent. Like, I told him what a creepy, nice guy he is. He's one of those people who just don't have, he has no like surface, he has no like, he just wants to like get right in and start a therapy session with everyone he talks to. And I told him how creepy that is. And he was like, "But I always wait. Like, I wait till I know people a little bit." And I was like, "Yeah, and they feel you measuring them." For like the 6 months that you're just in the office, like waiting to dump your childhood on them. So that is what weed did for me, was like I was too stoned to like hesitate or hang up the phone. I was just like, yeah, there's something really fucking wrong with you, dude. Here's what it is. And I was so relaxed. He just took it. And then he called me to thank me 3 months later. So that's what weed did for me. I'm not sure how long I'm supposed to keep talking about my childhood, which is also totally inappropriate. But you know, you inherit your parents' flaws, at least I did. So I'm just gonna keep rambling while Pam doesn't pay attention to me. Hey Pam, how long are these sets, Pam? What's going on, Pam?
As long or as short as you want.
Oh, cool. Thanks so much, guys.
Look at that, weed saving her life, emotional healing with her father. See, I was listening. Mother's Day was on Sunday. I could have done some emotional healing with my mother. I chose not to. Someday we should smoke together. We should come meet at Spark, a beautiful space that, you know, outside of our own lives, and smoke a volcano together. That might change our lives. Might save our relationship. Oh, look at that. Everybody loves their moms. That's really sweet. That's like, did everybody have a good Mother's Day? Did anybody purchase weed for their mother? Because that would be very, did you? You're a wonderful, amazing son. Give it up for that guy. You also got her a bong? You cleaned her bong. Oh my God, you're the best son that ever sunned. Cleaning the bong and giving, that's a cool mom. That's a cool mom and a cool son. Man, that would be like the best. I'd almost be willing to have a kid someday if I knew they were gonna buy me weed, you know? Like, that would be a reason to actually have one. Sorry, I'm not into that kind of stuff. You're next. Kakuna, you wanna tell a story? All right. We're in a ladies' rock block right now before we get to our dude comics. Again, you're listening to the Sparkcast right now. We're doing our high time story highlights. Weed saved my life with your next comedian, Kakuna Sinclair. Yay!
Woo! How's it going, guys? Doing pretty good? Everyone's pretty mellow there? All right, awesome. All right, my name's Kakuna, and I'm gonna give you my spiel over here. I mean, come on. Weed saves your life on many occasions, does it not? Does it not? Does it not? It's not a sweet thing. It's not a sweet little thing that we keep in our lives. Man, what I don't miss, I'll tell you what I don't really miss, is being a wild ass girl. Like, just a super wild ass girl, okay? I don't miss creeping out of my parents' house when I was 14 years old to go drink all night long until 6 o'clock in the morning with people that were like 20 years old and was 6 years older than me, making great decisions with my fucking life over there, right? Man, you guys, you wanna know the first time I fucking blacked out? Like, just like the bad, you know, like that heavy fucking drinking when you first start doing it when you're a kid or something? I don't know what age you guys started, but I lived in Africa, all right? And I'm half German, so you have to bear with me over here, alrighty? I was 13, probably 12 and a half at this point. I went to a dope ass house party, all right? It was raging, super raging. Everyone was drinking, they were like 18 years old. No one bared witness to this 13 year old in the fucking party, because it's Africa. No one gives a fuck about kids over there, okay? Love you, mom. But yeah, I was raging over there and everyone was like, how old is she? We're like, yeah, I don't even know. My cousin's like, I don't even fucking know how old she is. I'm like, where is the love? You don't even know how old I am? You don't even care that you're ruining my life forever probably by giving me this poison? Thank you so fucking much, alrighty? I ended up blacking out. And you know how everyone knew that it was my puke in the house once I puked? They're like, it has to be her puke. There's fucking Oreos in it. Who's the only fucking kid in this party? Her. It's her fucking puke, man. Oh, well, that lasted a good, like, 6 years of my life into college. Just joking. But, no, booze is crazy, man, you guys. When you wake up next morning and you're like, hey, you wanna go to breakfast so we can place an order? So I can figure out what the fuck your name is the morning after right now, please? Can we do that? Can you put your name in my phone just to let me know that your name's just Trev? Just Trev?
not Trevor, not Travis, not Travass. None of that, not even Trav Ass. Like, just give me, like, ass. Like, just put that as your last name. At least I know what I'm getting here. Yeah, we fucking saved my life, you guys, because now all I do is pretty much, when I get stoned, I eat huge ass amounts of cereal, like sugar, that fucking shit. I like non-GMO SF, like fuck that. Like I go for Captain Crunch, oops, all berries. That's what I fucking go for now, okay? Yes, I binge watch fucking Westworld, anything on Netflix that makes me feel a little better about my fucking life. And it's great though, because I do feel a little better about my fucking life. So that's what weed does. It's like, just chill. You're not actually crazy. Everyone else is crazy out there. And you're like, hell yeah, is that you being poetic or am I fucking paranoid right now? I can't tell the difference. Can't tell the fucking difference, man, but it feels so good. Feels so fucking good, man. I want to get my mom high. I want to get my mom high, man. She's, oh my gosh, she's never been high. And she's like slowly like creeping up on the idea. She's from Namibia, so when I talk to her on the phone, she'll be like, hey, Kakuna, Kakuna, you still smoke, the marijuana? And I go, yeah, hell yeah I do. And then she's like, why? And I'm like, you remember when I drank when I was 12 years old in Namibia, mom? That's why I fucking smoke pot, because you don't want the fucking extras coming out at you at like randomly at the fucking night, like, where is my life going? What is going on? Should I really Facebook stalk that guy right now and accidentally creep down his page and like something from 5 years ago? Because I'm fucking trash? No, weed doesn't allow you to do that. Weed makes you think like, you shouldn't fucking do that, you fucking asshole. You're so dumb, don't fucking do that. So you guys can see what a train wreck I've been before weed. Now I'm just purple train wreck. I'm like a happy Barney. It's awesome. But still, I mean, like, I'm not gonna say I don't drink at all. I'm not gonna say that. So I'm still working out the kinks, you guys. Still working out the kinks. All right, that's my time. Thank you for letting me rant your ears off over here. You guys have been awesome. Thank you. Give it up for Pam. Give it up for Spark. Thank you, guys.
Kakuna, yay! She would have gotten a DUI if not for weed. Yay! Well, we don't know. No, it's good. I don't drive either. I'll never drive. Never drive again. Hey, we have two more comedians that are going to do story highlights. Who wants to go first? Concert. Kakuna mentioned Westworld. How amazing is that show? They're sending me emails now. They're entertaining me with weird emails in my inbox. I'm like, dude, I love Westworld. I also love your next comedian. He runs an open mic on Wednesdays at Eagle. Put your hands together, everybody, for Colin Holtz. Yay!
All right. Hello. Hello. Hi. What are you smoking?
Cherry AK.
Oh, shit, dude. Cherry AK, dude. Watch out. It's getting real serious in here. We've got like the fruits of life followed by goddamn mass destructive Russian arms deal going on. Hell yeah. Cherry AK Festival. It's a volcano, right? It's called a volcano? Yeah. God damn, it's so intense. You can see through the bag and it's full of THC. You don't even know how much is in there and you're just like, here we go. There's no visual to tell you except for how full the bag is, but it's completely clear. It's terrifying. It's like, how much am I actually gonna get high right now? So high that I'm pretty sure everybody knows what I'm thinking right now. That's how high I'm gonna get right now. Weed did save my life, huh? Because that's the theme of this podcast right now. It's true, it did. I actually used to work at a weed dispensary, huh? I did, yeah. It was a real dumb job to quit. It was a work-free drug place.
It's like the only job where I didn't expect to have to take a drug test, but I guess the boss just wanted to make sure I was dirty, you know? It's like on the way to the urinalysis, I smoked tons of weed because I wanted to show I was reliable. And boss saw the test results, he was like, whoa, dude, this guy is an expert. And it saved my life because I did not have a job at the time. I had no job. I was living in a closet under the stairs, which is already hard enough to explain to someone without having to tell them, oh yeah, these are not even my coats. It's like, oh shit. I rent a closet and I run a coat check is essentially what I'm doing. And I got a job at a weed dispensary and it was great. But I had to quit because I did not expect to end up not liking Bob Marley and Pink Floyd as much as I did. You know, like Bob Marley, God bless him, he's got a song called Is This Love? But he's also got 13 kids with 9 different women. All right. It's like, I feel like a more appropriate song title would be, maybe we should talk about this. Like, is this responsible? Like, just make it a PSA and call the song, I guess weed doesn't make you sterile, you know? It's like, oh shit. Number 13, here we go. Lucky number 13. My beef wasn't really with Bob Marley, though. It was more with the reggae fans, because they'd come in and they'd say things to me like, you have no love inside you, and you are going to hell. I'd be like, all I said was I'm not going to give you any free weed. You know? They were the worst about it, too. They'd be like, come on, man, give us some free weed. We're going to a concert. And I'd have to be like, dude, if you want some free weed, just go to the concert, right? Like, that's where all the free weed's gonna be. I'm not gonna risk my shitty minimum wage job for you. Then I'd go on the reggae forums, and on the reggae forums, everybody's like, them dot knows, man, because that's how they type. And one of the questions on the reggae forums was, how do you feel about homosexuality? And down the line, thousands of comments were just like, Ja condemns it. And I think it's pretty gross, but I'm not judging. And I was like, dude, how are you so homophobic when the name of your music genre is half gay? Like, reggae is literally like one child with a speech impediment away from being way gay. Like, I just listened to the way gay. I went to way gay, pump me up. All right. Pink Floyd, I don't really have a reason for not liking them, just my boss would play Wish You Were Here over and over and over again. I was like, dude, I wish you were somewhere else. Not you, my man, I'm glad you're here. It's a good song, just not on repeat for the whole day. Well, maybe you would disagree. You're like, hi, and you listen to it over and over, and you're like, wow, I've been listening to this song for a long time. I can't believe it's still going. The moment I started it. It's longer than I remember it being. All right. So yeah, weed saved my life. I was able to live in a closet under the stairs for far too long. I refused to move out. Rent was so affordable. It was $300 a month. And might I add, managed to convince some lady to be my girlfriend while I lived in a closet under the stairs. Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but she was like, I guess I'm fine with this. So yeah, weed saved my life. There you go.
Yeah.
Colin Holtz, everybody, espousing the joys and wonderment of Bob Marley. Get up, stand up, stand up and turn that shit off. Am I right? Like, are we, we're not, you guys are still going through your Bob Marley phase? Seriously? It's cool. It's, no, it is cool when you're in high school. It's, you know what? It's fine. It's always cool. Your next comedian, he's cool. Oh, you took your sunglasses off. I was going to make some reference to you being like Joe Cool with your sunglasses on the inside, but no, it's all good. He's going to come up here. He's going to make you laugh. He's always funny, and he's great with the crowd. So I hope you guys all enjoy Keith D. Yay!
Thanks, man. Thanks, everybody. How's it going?
Yay!
All right. weed saved my life. I had trouble sleeping, you know? It's gonna die of insomnia. I don't know, I feel like I'm at the weed doctor's office trying to come up with excuses for how weed saved my life. The reason I live in California is because of weed. Anybody not from California originally? Yeah! Okay, what state?
Japan?
That's not a state. Fucking dumbass. Thinking Japan is a state. Is weed legal there? It's not. So, what about you?
Our state's Michigan.
Oh, Michigan? Michigan! Hey, you from Michigan over there?
Yeah.
All right. Fucking sorry about Detroit. I'm from Illinois. Weed is very illegal there. They treat it like a real drug. Like a real drug. They arrest you and stuff. It's like, fuck that. I'm not doing that shit. I had to take drug tests because of weed. You guys ever have to take a drug test? I know some Colin, I think, was talking about a drug test.
Yeah, when you join the Navy.
When you join the Navy? Wow. Thank you for your service. Do they salute in the Navy? I don't know. They
just,
The Navy is much better now?
No, being out.
Oh, yeah, being out of the Navy is way better than being in the Navy. But did you smoke weed when you were on that? Were you on ships? Is that?
They just keep growing it in like the rafters of the ships.
Wow. Talk about hydroponic. All right. That's some government weed. Holy shit. Well, that's cool. You're smoking weed on a boat? That doesn't sound that bad. You know what? I'm going to take back that thank you for your service. That seems pretty fun. It seems like shit I would do. I've smoked weed on a boat before. I could be in the Navy. All right. Come on. I'm just joking. I obviously can't be in the Navy. But yeah, I'd have to take drug tests. Court-ordered drug tests. And I know what you're saying. Oh, big deal. Just find somebody with clean piss and use that. Wasn't that easy, all right? These drug tests I had to take, they were monitored. That means there was somebody whose job it was to go into the bathroom and watch me piss into a cup. And like, yeah, sure, I'm a degenerate drug addict who would rather smuggle somebody else's piss under his own ball sack instead of just not doing drugs for a week. All right, that's on me. But that guy's whole job is to watch degenerates piss. That's like way more rock bottom than anything I'm dealing with. I mean, that guy's living rock bottom every day. He clocks into work just watching people piss for a living. Like, how does he go home to his family with any kind of pride or self-respect? You know, he's just sitting around the dinner table. His wife's like, so how was work today? He's like, I'll tell you, I caught a meth head using a fake dick. That's right. It's made to look all real and shit, but I could smell it. That was fake piss. Can't pull that on me. I saw Lance Armstrong's ball. That's the other thing piss testers do. They test Olympic athletes, not just drug addicts. All right. But yeah, so I moved here. I got a weed card. Anybody get a weed card back before? Like, I moved here like 8 years ago, so I got a weed card so I could come into Spark and smoke weed, buy weed legally. Smoke it out of, sorry?
Good old days.
Yeah, before the 20% tax. You know the tax? Before legalization, yes. Medical was, what did you say? What did you say to get your weed card? What was your affliction?
Anxiety.
Anxiety, yeah. I get anxious when I don't have weed. Yeah. Hello. Yeah, I said I had trouble. It was always easy for me. Actually, the last time I renewed my weed card was the most like intensive questioning they had, you know. I go to the weed doctor and she's like, so, you know, I'm the usual, yeah, trouble sleeping, insomnia, back pain, you know. She goes, okay, well, what do you do for a living? I've never had a weed doctor ask me what I do for a living, and, you know, I'm not going to tell her I'm a comic, so I say, I'm a substitute teacher, which is what I do on for money, you know. By the way, being a substitute teacher, if you ever want to know what it's like, just imagine a 13-year-old calling you a bitch. That's what being a substitute teacher at SF. Like, dude, you can't call... You're a virgin, you know what I mean? You can't have a virgin call you a bitch. That's like having an autistic kid call you retarded. It's just, it kind of takes... It's kind of adorable, you know? Anyway, I'm a substitute teacher. She goes, oh, that's great. You're working on getting your degree, being a real teacher. I'm like, no, just subbing. And she goes, oh, well, why don't you want to be a real teacher? Like, are you serious? Why don't you want to be a real doctor? Yeah, that's probably the same reason. We both get way too high to have a job with real responsibilities. And it's hard to fuck it up. Well, you fuck up your job, what? You sign papers so people can smoke weed? I hand out papers? It's not a lot you can fuck up there. You know what I'm saying? So I got my weed card renewed. But I try to support my local weed dealer. I really do. I know you guys are south. You do? Yeah, I try to. It's hard. I know you do. You look like a local weed dealer. You just come here to get like the top shelf shit. But it's hard, man. I have the worst weed dealer in the world. AJ Weed. That's his name. That's his name in my phone. That's not his real name. AJ Weed. He's the worst. He called me the other day. You ever have your weed dealer call you? It's like, dude, this is so unprofessional. What are you doing? Last time I was buying an ounce of weed from him. He shows up 2 hours late, doesn't even mention the fact that he's late. I go, I meet him in his car, and like, he can't find his scale. So he's asking me, he's like, hey, do you have a scale, bruh? I'm like, no, I don't have a scale. Why would I have a scale in this scenario? He goes, I can't believe you don't have a scale. I'm like, I can't believe you don't have a scale. You're my weed dealer. What are you talking? But I did have a scale. I'm buying an ounce of weed. Of course I have a scale. So I go back to my house. But I have a smaller scale. I'm running a small scale operation. I'm not weighing out ounces of weed. It's like, you know, one of those mini scales where, you know what you do when you're weighing a bunch of weed out on a small scale? You do. You get a plastic cup, put it on the scale, hit that tear button, right? The tear button. Then you drop the weed in the cup, but he doesn't have a plastic cup, so now he's just trying to stack the weed on top of each other like it's a high-stakes Jenga game.
Find a better weed dealer.
You're giving me my new weed dealer?
No, find a better one.
Well, I'm trying. That's why I'm doing this bit. If anybody can sell me an ounce of weed for $140, Spark, you guys can? Oh, you can personally? All right. Hell yeah. Risking his job, just brazenly announcing in his workplace, hey, I could get you a better deal than these fucking rip-off artists. Not that I'm saying Spark is rip-off artists, but backwards they spell craps, because that's... No, I'm just kidding. They have really good deals. Check it out. $20 for an eighth of Saturn's Rings. Anybody else fucking with this Saturn Rings eighth? It's pretty good stuff. Buy it and tip the bud tenders, please. Tip them well, because I can't afford to. I'm very broke. But weed, you know, it's addictive, but it's not a hard addiction to maintain. $21, smoke some Saturn's rings, get fucking high. Have I done my time yet?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Whatever you want.
So, in conclusion... Has marijuana really changed my life? I wouldn't be wearing this fucking poncho if I didn't smoke weed. It is, it's super comfortable. I go to sleep in this thing, I wake up, I live the next day, and it gives you the impression of looking like a dirty hippie or a dirty Mexican, depending on your skin complexion. And it's not. It doesn't... it's not inherently dirty, but it does kind of make you a dirty person because it's so comfortable. I don't even need blankets. I just put my hood on top and just go to sleep. Which is what I'm going to do after smoking these Saturn rings, baby! Pure Indica! $21 after taxes! So give it up for Spark, give it up for Mutiny Radio and Pam Benjamin, everybody!
Saturn's rings, $20 for an eighth. That's a smoking deal. Smoking deal. But your next comedian, he runs an open mic every once in a while. Sometimes on a Wednesday, sometimes on a Tuesday, sometimes late, sometimes not at the Mission Hill Saloon. And he's a really funny guy. Put your hands together for Josh Holub.
Yay! What? I don't know what this is. I thought I was coming to do a podcast. I'm realizing now that it's a comedy show that's also a podcast. I thought it was going to be sitting down.
You can sit if you want to sit. You can.
Well, now I have to. We've already created the illusion with the people before. At least we've tried. I just bought some weed, so do I have to talk about how weed changed my life?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only thing I have to do. Because first thing I'm going to do is open up this weed that I bought. Can I vape in here?
Yeah.
Can I? You can smoke weed in there. What is that fucking balloon you're smoking? Can I try it?
Yeah.
What is that?
I've never smoked out of one of these before. What do you do?
Push it in and breathe in. You got it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, I broke it. I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry. Thank you. You're from Japan? You do not look like you're from Japan.
I was born there. I'm not Japanese.
Okay. All right. I'm stoned now. Nothing's going to make sense. What is going on? So should I tell jokes? No, let's talk about weed. How weed changed my life. Weed changed my life in mostly negative ways. for the very beginning portion of my life, because I'm from Michigan, and weed is very criminal there. It's ruined people's lives. I've seen it. People get arrested. I'm originally from Detroit. Anyone from Detroit? This is a Marigold 500 milligram premium cannabis oil. Weed has changed my life for a good way because now that it's legal and I can fucking smoke all the time, and that's how I met my new girlfriend, was from smoking weed all the time.
Yay!
Because she smokes weed all the time, and I'm like, I gotta fucking, you know, find something we got in common. Oh yeah, I'll just smoke weed all the time with her. And now we have sex on the regular. So that's pretty cool. And we did that. Weed got me to have regular sex. On the regular. Regular, normal, fun, adult sex. All the time. Super stoned. All the time stoned. Stone sex is the best. Never have sex when you're not stoned. It does not feel as good. You come harder. You come more when you're stoned. It's the best. I can't even jerk off sober anymore. I couldn't get a boner. I could not get a boner. I am fighting back a boner right now because I just smoked weed and that's all I want. I love it. No one's paying attention to me. This is fucking great. The first time I ever did comedy in a dispensary was in Toronto. And it took me a minute that to realize it. People are a lot, the reaction time is a lot less. Now, is this illegal? My battery is from Barbary Coast, but my pen is now from my, what is this called?
Cartridge.
The cartridge? The cartridge is from here. I've never been to this place before. I go to the dispensary that is closest to me when I want weed. That's the dispensary I go to. What dispensary do you guys go to? They're everywhere now. They're fucking great. This thing has changed my life. I'm going to a concert after this. I went and saw LCD Sound System a couple weeks ago. And when you go through the metal detector, if a concert now, and you have one of these, you just tell them it's weed, and then they say, okay, go on in. That's what they do now. They do not care anymore. I went to the Giants game yesterday with my girlfriend, and she was hella nervous because you go through the metal detector, and there's dogs there. She's like, I got weed. Are we going to get searched? I'm like, it's fucking weed. This is about, we can now say it. Who cares? It's fucking weed. We got into the Giants game. We smoked weed at the Giants game. Because this is what you do. It's legal. I'm going to smoke this. All right. Yeah. Hell yeah. I feel like I should have got an applause break for that or something because I smoked weed. Anyway, should I tell jokes? Should I kill more time or what should I do?
Whatever makes you happy.
The only thing that makes me happy is coming while I'm high on weed now. The only thing that makes me happy. Do you like to come when you're high on weed? Does anyone here like to come? Does anyone like the feeling that your body makes when you ejaculate? Do you like that? I know you. I've met you somewhere. I don't know where, but you look familiar. How you doing, man? I'm Josh.
I'm Larry.
Hey, Larry. That's a solid name.
We probably got high together.
Probably. That seems about right. I used to live in this neighborhood, and now I moved right next to Mutiny Radio. Last week, I moved to an apartment that's right next to Mutiny Radio, so I'll be seeing you more. Can we smoke weed at Mutiny Radio still?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is this? Why don't you have a microphone?
It is.
But no, you should have a microphone, too. This is your podcast.
There's no splitter.
Oh, okay.
We can share it.
Well, this is cool. What do you guys want to talk about? Do you guys, oh, there's a dog in here now. Oh, this makes it exponentially better. Wait, does that dog live here, or that's just your dog? That's your dog. Oh, cool. Hell yeah, Samson. Come on, let me talk to Samson. Fly me to the moon like that bitch, Alex Graham. Because Sam's trying to get pet. Oh, come on, pet me. Dogs are the most wonderful thing in the world. Comedy is stupid. Dogs are amazing. Look at this. There's nothing that I could say that would make you laugh as hard as you could if you saw this dog, like, fall out of the fucking... But then get up and be okay. Dogs are... They look funny when they're struggling to do things. It's adorable to watch a dog struggle to do a minuscule fact. And all I want to do is pet this dog. Does anyone want to pet this dog? Feel free. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I'm going to hit my vape pen while petting a dog. Come on. This is why we legalized weed. For me to be at this moment in humanity, to be legally smoking weed while petting a dog in public, while people are legally... Look, this dog fucking loves it. This dog can't get enough of this, me being high while I pet it. It's nice to pet dogs while you're stoned. It's very relaxing. You know what else feels good when you're stoned? Coming. Did I talk about that yet? Have I talked about that? It feels amazing. So good. My girlfriend does this thing where she fucking lets me come in her mouth. Man, it's great. It's fantastic. I could never have a threesome while not being stoned. Larry, good to see you again. Good to see you. I used to live around here. I should end now. Clap for Samson the dog.
I don't know what that was. That was fun.
Josh Olive, you're right. This is lovely, petting the dog. So it sounds like tonight our Spark product highlight was Saturn's rings, which is a $20 eighth, and the Marigold cartridges, which
that's
are like...
That's what I just bought.
Right, they're the $35 cartridges?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, what, 500 milligrams? It's like 200 hits or something in there. It's a really good deal.
It's enough.
Unless any of the staff want to do any other highlights, product highlights today, we'll say that the product highlights are set. What other, actually, this is a question. What other $20 eighths do you guys have? A couple 25, but Saturn's rings right now is the $20 one.
Yeah. We have a couple $25 eighths. We have a sativa hybrid, sour squared, and then Russian snow, which is an indica.
Russian snow?
So two other, yeah, Russian snow, right? The names, I love them.
Is that cocaine?
I thought it was Russian cream at first. I actually put it on the menu as that. I was like, wait, I don't know, why am I thinking that? But no, yeah, two $25 eighths and a $20 eighth. Got some good deals, guys.
Yay, the product highlight, Russian snow. I want to know who makes up these crazy strains. That actually goes into our game for tonight. So we're going to play a game. Come on, you got to at least try the game. Okay, so the way the game, the dog can play the game too. The way the game goes is we're going to be naming weed strains, but you have to make your weed strain the first letter of the last one. So if I said OG Kush, you'd have to start with a K.
Oh, wait. Well, you mean an H, right?
Kush,
K-U-S-H. Okay, gotcha. The first letter of the last word.
Right, first letter of the last word.
King Xanax.
Oh, fuck you.
You got to to do an X. You have to start with an X.
I don't know any words that start with a Z.
It's an X.
Yeah, it's an X. Even I also don't know any words that start with an X, except for Xylophone's Revenge.
Are these real strains?
No.
Oh, we're making up the strains?
Well, it's supposed to be real strains, but we couldn't find one with an X.
Oh. I would have said explosive, like that Dr. Dre song. That's got to be a weed strain. I don't know if it is or not. But so now I'm at E.
R.
R. Rhino, the parent of white rhino.
I'm at R then, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's a R again.
R again.
First letter of the
rhino, so R.
Revenge. Revenge of the vagina Sith.
Revenge of the vagina Sith? Oh, yeah.
Sure. I think we're officially high. I don't know if we can actually think of things to start with. The game was great in my head. It was like, but it seems like tried to write down a bunch of them, and then I was like, now I can't remember anything because I've been eating edibles all day. Can we name, what's this dog's name is Samson? We should name a strain after this dog.
Yes.
Fluffy Samson. He's got eyelashes too. He's a very pretty dog. Well, so my game fell apart. I'm sorry, that wasn't as entertaining as I was hoping for. I improv never works. Sour Samson. But he's such a sweet dog. But I guess
OG
Sour
Samson.
Diesel. OG Samson. That's the name of his new strain. Pet me. Aw. This is an amazing dog. Okay, we've got 6 minutes left. Who wants to do jokes?
Oh, shit. I gotta go.
You gotta go. You gotta go to a concert. Good thing you got your Marigold vape cartridge. Delicious weed vaping. Thank you, Josh, for being here. Super exciting. You did jokes. Do you want to do actual jokes? Yeah. Yeah, that you look like you're shaking no and yes at the same time. That's so hard to read your body language. Like, it's like you're going, yes. Journey Roberts, everyone, yay!
We'll do jokes, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, baby!
So I'm a mean person, which is probably good. I've started smoking weed recently. I hurt people's feelings. Is anyone else? I used to have a boyfriend. I would hurt his feelings just by agreeing with him. He used to want to just sit me down and be like, no babies, I don't want any babies. And I was always like, yeah, we're good, Sparky. Absolutely no one is trying to trap you, my friend. I don't know why you're so worried about, I don't know, his cum didn't taste special to me. Like, I'm not a doctor, I don't really know what good cum tastes like, but his definitely didn't taste good. So I'm single again. Has anyone else ever been in love? No, not like that level of excitement love. I don't mean like Wuthering Heights love. I mean like, you know, love you, that kind of love. I don't know, I'm done. But I mean, I'm pro-bullying. Is anyone else in favor of bullying? I realized I was pro-bullying listening to the nice people at NPR. Because some people just need to be bullied. There's this dude on NPR, he's super broken up because when he was 15, some kids threw him in a lake. So he went back to his reunion to tell those people that he makes more money than they do. Which I'm pretty sure is why that little bitch got his ass thrown in a fucking lake, guys. Bullying is just quality control gone wrong, but some people need it. Like, if no one had ever told you how boring and smelly you are, you would still be walking around like that. Some kind individual took that fucking bullet for you, so hug a bully is what I'm saying. But I'm fucking mean. I don't know. Is that 6 minutes?
Almost.
Almost. I try to stay away from politics because my brain stopped. I'm still trying to get a handle on like 2006. Like I have no fucking idea what's going on anymore. Like I used to read and I can't do it anymore. I don't want to know. So I used to have a lot, yeah. I got nothing, I haven't been on stage. Please, reprieve, please get me out of here.
Everyone, yay! Everyone thinks, Samson thinks that everyone's clapping for him. My favorite thing to do is have sex during the Warriors game so that I can pretend that all the crowds are cheering for me. So it makes me feel good. I love it. I'm like, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it! Sorry, I almost stole a Tim Pizza joke there. But he doesn't do comedy anymore, so it doesn't matter. Sorry, Tim, if you ever listen to this podcast, I totally just ripped off your joke. A little bit different, but kind of the same. Have you guys ever gotten so high that you forget how your own shower works? Just me. Which one's the cold water? Which one's the hot? Why can't I ever figure out the balance? Well, I'm feeling a lot more balanced here because of the beautiful product and the wonderful people here at Spark. Everybody, give it up for your hosts here at Spark, their beautiful vape room, letting Mutiny Radio come in and do this every Tuesday from 8 to 9. This plays live on Mutiny Radio 4 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or you can just find it off our website, mutinyradio.fm. Clap for all the comedians you've seen. Journey Roberts, Colin Holtz, Keith D, Kakuna Sinclair, Josh Holub was here. I've been Pam Benjamin. Everybody clap for Samson, the most beautiful dog. Yay, Samson. They're clapping for you, buddy. That's so nice. And we'll be back next week on the Sparkcast. Thanks for joining us. Yay. Yay. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. I just want to make it exactly 50 minutes because I'm a crazy person.
Just don't care who knows it. And I You're listening to Song and Bone at RadioValencia.fm. That was Todd Rundgren with the track Marlene from his Something Anything album. It's good to be back with you. Happy Sunday. It's a cold and foggy one here in San Francisco. Anyway, I've got a lot of great music packed into the next 2 hours, so without delay, let's listen. This is Casey Shea.
Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Hide the scars to fade away the... Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? You wanted to... Here you go, create another fable. You wanted to... But I don't think you trust... Suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die. Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake up. Hide the scars to fade away. The
light you leave the keys upon the table.
You wanted to.
Here you go, create another fable.
You wanted to. But I don't think you trust. Deserve to.